Well, 17 years ago, I was speaking at a Christian writers conference, and I did three seminars where there was one young man sitting in the front row, and he was offbeat, which is a nice way of saying he was a little weird. But I really had a connection with him, and we ended up having lunch together and hanging out together and talking and laughing and really developed a friendship. And then he told me something. He said that he was thinking seriously of quitting his job as a youth pastor and becoming a full-time writer of Christian fiction. Now, in those days, you could just about count on one hand the number of full-time Christian writers. There was Phil Yancey and Jerry Jenkins and Phil Yancey and Jerry Jenkins. And there were some others, you know, but not a lot of others. And they almost all focused on nonfiction. Even Jerry Jenkins in those days was writing. The great majority of things he was writing were nonfiction. And you had a lot of part-timers, but they normally had real jobs that put, you know, bread on the table, that sort of thing. But the number of full-time Christian fiction writers in those days was somewhere in that same vicinity of zero that we talked about before. So I was trying to figure out how to gently say this to this young man, those classic words, don't quit your day job. I thought, you know, after a while, the Lord just kind of laid on my heart, well, you know, he'll find out for himself. He'll learn. God will show him. That's not going to happen. He'll learn that for himself. And that young man's name was Frank Peretti. Now, just to show you, I am so glad I didn't try to talk him out of it. But just to show you that as a writer of both fiction and nonfiction, that my ability to predict what's going to happen with people and books is equally bad in both realms, I'll tell you a story about nonfiction. About 7 years ago, a 19-year-old who had grown up in my church in Gresham, Oregon, asked me out to lunch. I'd been his pastor years earlier, and he wanted some advice. He was writing a book for young people about this idea that was an alternative to dating, promoting the notion of courtship with full parental involvement. And I really did think it was a great idea, and I thought it might sell like 6 copies, all of them bought by his mother. You know, and I'm thinking, but no, seriously, I knew that there was a market, he had a lot of connections in the homeschool world, and I thought, well, you know, this book could make a difference, and certainly it could be a good book, and he's a good one to write it, because I knew his character and his integrity. But he was 19 years old. Okay, so I said, well, give me, you know, write this up. We talked about book proposal, all that, some sample chapters, and get those to me, and I'll critique. And my daughter, who was in high school at the time, one of my daughters, would, you know, read it through for him, all that kind of stuff. We did that. We went through the whole process. By the time he got it ready, he had turned 20, which is a ripe old age, for getting published. And so I thought, a publisher is just not going to go for this. But I thought, okay, submit it to Multnomah Publishers, one of my publishers. And so we sent this thing in, and I called them at Multnomah, and the particular acquisitions editor I wanted to talk to was not there, but I knew she was the one that was going to read that book, read this proposal and all of that. And so because she wasn't in, I had her voicemail, and so I left the message. I'll never forget the message. I said, well, there's this young man, and he's just 20 years old. His name's Josh Harris. He's a great guy, and I really want to vouch for him and all this kind of stuff. And he's got this book, and it's called I Kiss Dating Goodbye. And so, but what I want to say is, I think that this book could sell maybe, you know, like 10,000 copies. And you're not going to lose any money on this book because I'm convinced that it will sell. And then I said these words. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be a bestseller or anything, but, and went on. Well, 1 million copies later of I Kiss Dating Goodbye, and, you know, who in those days would have predicted? Who in publishing would say, oh, yeah, that's the next hot seller. Something that says kids shouldn't date. Oh, boy, they will buy that one up. And, okay. The one consolation to me is that as bad as I have proven to be in terms of my, instincts about what's going to sell well and what isn't, my friends who are professionals in publishing have confessed to me that they're just as bad. Because it's just really hard to figure out, and sometimes God just chooses to do something.